Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Like it's almost as if we have devised a way to let people know every time we're back.
It's amazing.
I know. Like, we have achieved heights that have never been achieved before.
The music isn't enough.
No, it isn't. We need some sort of a...
Just about every radio show has lead-in, intro, and outro music.
It does.
But and only one that I'm aware of has someone shouting, "And we're back." Constantly.
At least on Sundays. Anyway. It is Free Talk Live. If you're listening, that is the name of the show that you are hearing, that we are speaking on and performing as part of something along those lines. Partaking in? Yeah. Anyway. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Captain's Log, Stardate 07312022. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass. Joining me tonight,
Big Kahuna.
And Richie Rich.
Happy to have the Big Kahuna back. Thank you for being the substitute, Nikki.
Thank you.
So, a little later in the program, I have a story about a huge snatch.
Coming up.
Sounds interesting.
And we'll talk about that. And we have some other stuff that we want to talk about. There are subjects. If you've been listening on Sunday nights, you already know that we do things a little bit differently here on Sundays than on the other 6 days of the week of Free Talk Live. Subject matter generally a little further off the wall.
I might want to pitch a new idea for Sunday nights, like a throwback, if you will, going back to the classic Sunday.
Go so back in time.
This week in I time. Ran out of podcasts to listen to.
What?
I know, it's unbelievable.
Did you just turn on LRN.FM?
No. But I have like the backlog of Sovereign Tech episodes.
Yeah.
Because he like relaunched all of the old episodes afterwards.
Brian Sovereign, former host of Free Talk Live.
Sunday night host of Free Talk Live. And so I'm listening to one of these like old episodes from more than that, like a long time ago.
Sure.
And he's like, you know, he was talking about the Sunday night Free Talk Live and how it turned into like Conspiracy Talk Live. And it was the night where all the conspiracy theory people would come out of the woodwork and like lay it on them.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I remember those episodes. Those were kind of cool, too. So wacky, weird, and conspiracy.
You got a conspiracy theory, Big Kahuna?
I'll have to think about that one.
Okay. All right. I thought maybe you'd have one just off the top of your head that, you know, the pet conspiracy theory. How about you? You got one?
I'm, you know, the current situation with, like, the Dutch farmers.
Yeah.
I'm convinced that that's a land grab.
But, you know, I'm going to go back old school, JFK.
Yeah, certainly that, and probably the most popular conspiracy theory, I would have to say.
I do think it was an inside job. I really do.
Well, yeah, until 9/11 anyway. Yeah, but
then everyone forgot all about JFK. Like, JFK who?
That's true. People put in that the movie, was it Oliver Stone?
Yes.
The movie, and people are like, wait, this was a conspiracy theory?
Back and to the left.
That's how they made the movie, guys. That's how they made the movie. For those of you who listen regularly, you know that I and a whole bunch of other, we'll call them Keeniacs, liberty-loving people here in Keene have been gathering on Monday nights to watch the HBO series called The Anarchists. If you're not familiar with the show, it features people who were involved in the creation and delivery of the Freedom Festival known as Anarchapulco.
And that alone pissed off all the real anarchists online.
Real anarchists, yes. Just to clear the air about real anarchists, all anarchy means is An, which is no, and then Arcos, which is ruler. It just means no ruler. So as long as you don't want a ruler, you are an anarchist. And that's all that it means. Everything else is completely subjective to your preferences as an individual. So there's a, you know, a bunch of people out there going, oh, well, I'm an anarcho-capitalist, or I'm an anarcho-communist, or I'm an anarcho-primitivist, or I'm an anarcho-whatever.
I will accept the ANCAP label.
So, ironically, I came to the ideas of anarchy through the anarcho-capitalist, like, YouTube stuff, right? Early Stefan Molyneux, a bit of, like, Jeff Berwick.
Yeah.
And, you know, folks who were, the early celebritarians, if you will. I think that's the title that
they were given. My podcast feed used to have the Anarchist on there as well at one point.
And while I personally, like, I don't know if Mr. Berwick and I would ever be friends. I've never met the man. I don't like that he's into rap. I don't really dig the way he dresses. You know, there's all sorts of criticism. But when he talks about anarchy, all of his words, I'm like, yes, that's exactly it. So I identify with his thoughts on the matter, his philosophy on the matter, regardless as to whether or not, you know, I think I might enjoy hanging out with the person. And so there's a lot of people who are like, oh, well, you can't believe what Berwick says because he's done some bad deals and he's a douchebag and blah, blah, blah. They're leveraging all this.
That, you know, might all be true.
Towards that. And I don't know. Like I said, I've never met the man. But what I can say is that when he speaks about anarchy, he appears to me to be accurate.
Yes.
And so, I've enjoyed that because he does have a way of sort of dumbing it down, right? It's not this, like, huge philosophy that you got to be, like, a scholar to figure out. It's just, no, it just means you don't want to be a slave, and there should be nothing controversial about that whatsoever.
Yeah, we've, you know, always covered the world's smallest political quiz, and at one point, Mark Stevens had the world's shortest political quiz.
Mark Stevens with another one, the No State Project.
Right.
Great
program. And the shortest political quiz was, you know, should goods and services be provided at the barrel of a gun? And that was it.
Right.
Right. If you say yes to that, statist.
Right.
Right. If you say no to that, anarchist. Because that's how the state operates. They provide their quote unquote goods and services at the barrel of a gun.
Indeed. So, at any rate, we're three episodes into this HBO series called The Anarchists. And I know that Richie Rich has seen, he's up to date, I'm up
I'm
to date,
up.
But the Big Kahuna hasn't.
I have not yet seen
okay.
it.
All right.
Lame.
Yeah. You can continue to join. We're doing the Mondays. If you want to join us, you know, you're free to do so. Otherwise, you can catch up another time. I can set you up with a way to do so.
Pirate it like a real anarchist.
So the publication known as Vice has run, of course, a hit piece on The Anarchists, the television show. And it says, real anarchists react to The Anarchists.
See, told you.
A new series about crypto bros. Right, and apparently they're just focusing on the crypto bro aspect of Anarchapulco.
Well, okay, and to be fair then, right, the narrow scope of the show, The Anarchists, right, focusing only on Anarchapulco,
yes,
and that group of anarchists, right, misses the larger anarchy movement that exists, right?
It's like, at least thus far,
right.
Yes.
They're not the anarchists, they're like these anarchists.
That would be a more accurate title instead of
okay.
The anarchists,
right.
These anarchists,
right.
Right, would probably be a more accurate title. They do mention, like, in the series, they do show some footage of, like, some people chucking some Molotov cocktails, because that's usually the stereotypical image. That
traditional view.
Yeah, that the state has programmed you to think of when you hear the word anarchist. Oh, you mean people dressed in all black and chucking Molotov cocktails, which are bottles with, you know, wicks sticking out of them that they light on fire, and when they smash, they turn into fire, if you don't know what a Molotov cocktail is. And so they do mention that, and they go, but not that kind of anarchist. So they do sort of bring the stereotype out and go, no, this story's not about that. It's about these guys instead. And
the crypto bros.
Yeah,
the anti-state crypto bros.
So politicians and media pundits often use the term anarchist to conjure images of lawless hooligans causing mindless destruction, warning of a dystopian world that might exist without the rule of law. In reality, anarchists have been involved in some of the most significant political projects of the last two centuries, whether it's striking workers, winning the eight-hour workday, or communities coming together to participate in mutual aid projects. But HBO's new six-part docuseries, The Anarchists, features self-described anarchists of a whole different variety, self-interested capitalists, and crypto bros. And we'll talk a little bit more about that here tonight on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. Also coming up, a huge snatch.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Mm-hmm.
the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio talk program where you can call in and take control of the airwaves, talk about anything at all, whatever you like. No subject is taboo. The only thing you can't really say is, well, all the cuss words that the FCC is like, you can't say those, and you know, if you do, we'll dump you, and then you can't call again for the day. So one call per day, that's the limit. These are the rules of Free Talk Live.
You know who we're talking to.
And have been for some time.
Can we talk about Snatch?
We could talk about, well, coming up a little later, we're going to talk about a huge snatch.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Possibly one of the largest snatches in all of history.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, that sounds intriguing.
A little later, we'll talk about that. Okay. In the studio, it is myself, the captain.
Big Kahuna.
And Rich.
And we've been talking about this, we just kind of started talking about the hit piece that Vice has put out for this HBO show called The Anarchists.
And we'll find out if it's a hit piece, because it might be accurate.
Well, okay, all right. Okay. Did I read it? Well, I skimmed it at least, and so my gut instinct was, generally, if there's a hit piece, it's going to be on Vice.
Okay.
In my opinion, but we will find out. We will continue talking more about that, but first, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. We've got Robert in South Carolina calling. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I was just thinking to myself when I heard you describe an anarchist society, in other words, what you would expect to happen and what you would expect to do. Well, actually, it reminded me of the analogy of Don Quixote and Sancho Panza charging the threatening windmills. The fact of the matter is that we've been trying for millennia to develop societies which were more perfect. In other words, societies that would serve our needs equally, justly, and to the extent that we need them.
And you can't have that with government interference.
Correct.
Well, that's the quandary. How do you do
it? It's not a quandary.
It's
not a quandary at all. As soon as you introduce government's violence, right, it becomes unjust. And what's the other word that he used? I missed it. It becomes unjust.
Certainly.
And inequitable.
Government violence, hopefully, in a normal society, in a developed society, hopefully that would really never happen.
That hope is very utopian of you, sir.
Yeah, and I have a question for you, Robert. Do you think that society and government are independent of each other?
No, they're not.
Interesting. Then why are there two different words for them?
Well, government is a structure, and society is the whole, you know, is the government, is the administrative structure, and society is the entire structure. In other words, every man, woman, and child in a society is a society.
Okay, so you say it's an administrative structure. When I think of administrative structure, I think about, I don't know, filing some paperwork. I think about, you know, I don't know, having some meetings or things of that nature. Why does there have to be violence involved if it's an administrative structure?
We certainly hope that violence is at the very, very, very end where you absolutely are forced to use it. But
well, you might hope that, but that's not the reality. The reality is the violence is every day. Every day that I've been alive, governments around the world, doesn't even matter if it's the U.S. or not, but including the U.S., have been conducting war. Now, they might call it kinetic military action. They might call it, we're going to throw some money at these freedom fighters over here, but they are conducting war. If you look up democide, the hawaii.edu has all of the data available on democide, which is the something like 262 million people that have been, their lives have been ended at the hands of governments around the world in just the last century, not including war.
And that's just in war zones.
Almost 8 billion people on the face of this earth. I'm one of them. I've never experienced political violence in my whole life. I don't believe I've ever seen it personally. I've seen something on TV.
Well, yeah, so you have seen
it. I drove by a cop pulling over somebody as I came to the studio today.
Yeah, have you ever seen somebody get arrested? You ever been pulled over by a cop?
Yes.
Okay, congratulations. You've experienced it.
It's all about power. It's all about violence.
They were very, very about kind. Control. They've always been very kind to me. I've never had a bad experience, actually.
Well, yeah, but you're also like that like kind of guy that's not really going to stand up to the bully,
it's
right?
The looming threat, right? You don't always see the overt violence, but But as you said, the threat is always there. It's the sword of, is it Damocles, whatever, that just hangs over every government interaction.
I mean, right? The way the police dress, I mean, they dress, you know, jackboots and very military. You know, it's all about imposing power and force.
You don't care if they were wearing, like, pink dresses, right? They have, you either pull over or they escalate.
Right. And when it comes to, you know, the administration itself, right, if you want to call it that, if you want to call it the administrative, you know, piece of society, which it's not, by the way, society is perfectly capable of administrating itself without a giant organization that claims a monopoly on violence, that claims they're the only ones who can do it. When you do it, it's wrong, but when they do it, it's cool. How do they fund that? How do they fund that? They fund that by threatening people, by threatening them with, hey, we're either going to, like, you know, take some money away from you, we're going to garnish your wages, and if you don't like that and you figure out a way around that, we're going to send some guys in costumes who are armed after you and threaten to throw you in a cage if you don't do what they say. And then if you also don't comply with that, then they purport the authority to shoot you and end your life.
Well, you know, I've never experienced those negative kinds of things. There was a time, one time, when I went to...
Do you think that those things just don't happen?
Well, I can tell you what one of my experiences... I went through.
Oh, answer the question. Do you think that those types of things don't happen?
Compliant slaves don't get whipped.
I think that they could happen because there comes a time when government is forced to use violence. I mean, just what would you do if an army of people came at you and you were the government and you were responsible for keeping order, peace, and solitude in these societies?
Well, first of all,
they're the ones coming after us.
Yeah. First of all, they're the ones coming after us. Second of all, no one person is in charge of that, nor should they be. It should be everybody's responsibility. And in fact, if you study Military 101, you would know that the most difficult place to conquer is an area of a population that is heavily armed. So if government really had your best interests in mind and was really afraid of some other country invading or some other group of people invading, they would be handing out guns and ammunition to everybody instead of doing what they're doing now, which is attempting to disarm everybody.
Like they did in the Ukraine when they started an invasion. Here, everybody, have an AK.
Yes.
Go fight. Well, and then they've made people fight and wouldn't let people escape.
That was an outside power. And the people,
isn't that what we're talking
in that
about?
Case, you know, the Russian Federation was an outside power, and it was threatened by this outside power. And they couldn't help themselves because they had already given up their nuclear weapon systems. So they had to do that. They had no choice, actually, you see.
Hey, Robert, are you on social media? You don't have to, like, tell us what you're thinking. I just want to know if you're there or not.
I'm not on social media.
Okay, all right. Well, hey, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. You know, do you think that it's necessary for a slave master to control your life? Give us a call. Let us know. Coming up, we'll also talk about a very, very, very huge snatch. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. Emergency declarations of the global monkeypox outbreak are coming from San Francisco and New York State. Experts say anyone can contract the virus, and its symptoms could include a fever, headache, or rash anywhere on your body. Dr. Mark Abdelmalek is a dermatologist.
Anyone can get monkeypox, and so health officials everywhere, especially in San Francisco and New York now, want people to know it's time to pay more attention and to watch out for those signs and symptoms of monkeypox.
The U.S. ambassador to the U.N. said this week that there should no longer be any doubt that Russia intends to dismantle Ukraine and dissolve it from the world map entirely. Linda Thomas Greenfield told the U.N. Security Council that the United States is seeing growing signs that Russia is laying the groundwork to attempt to annex all of the eastern Ukraine. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has even stated that this is Russia's war aim. This is USA Radio News. A Florida police officer is being charged with felony battery after grabbing another officer by the throat and screaming at her last year. Footage from multiple body cameras captured the officer, Sergeant Christopher Paliz, soon after he arrived at the scene of an ongoing arrest in November of last year. The charges against Paliz were announced this week. The sergeant, a 21-year veteran of the Sunrise Police Department, was originally placed on desk duty days after the incident, but has now been criminally charged. I find this behavior to be disgusting. I think the video speaks for itself, according to Sunrise Police Chief Anthony Rosa. South Bend police officers fatally shot a man Friday near an elementary school after he apparently pointed a gun at officers during a standoff, Northern Indiana police said. Witness statements and police video show that Dante Cottrell, 51, was threatening to take his own life and appeared to be waving a handgun outside a St. Joseph County elementary school. Cottrell later died at a hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
We are back, and it is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. We've got a couple calls on hold, but the telephone number you need is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you want to join in the conversation tonight. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me,
Big Kahuna,
and Rich.
I want to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important world-changing information. If you're already knowledgeable about cryptocurrency, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all in a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. All right, so we kind of half started talking about the HBO television miniseries. It's only 6 episodes long, but it's called The Anarchists, and we'll talk more about that. But we have some calls, so let's kick things off with, I think this might be the earliest David from New Mexico has ever called the show. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I woke up early today.
Congratulations. Are you caffeinated?
Pretty soon. I'll be putting on coffee here any minute, yeah.
Okay, all right. I didn't know if you were
coffee, then the Speedo.
A coffee coffee connoisseur
or not. I wear the Speedo 24-7, fat boy. I can actually wear one.
That is dirty.
Well,
I take
what,
mine to wash it every once in a while.
What prompted you to call Free Talk Live this early?
Government violence. I think I heard you mention government violence, and yesterday I heard you actually defending government violence, and so I thought I would explore that.
Can you describe this defense of government violence?
Recap, because I didn't finish listening to last night's episode, too, so I didn't hear who said it what.
Oh, well, I was continuing to go item by item in the blog by joemonahan.blogspot.com, Joe Monahan's New Mexico, where he interviewed the victim of domestic violence, a victim who actually filed criminal charges on a judge that had committed domestic violence against her while she was having an affair with Judge Tommy Jewell, the wife of Freudian slip, the husband of Judge Angela Jewell, who trafficked my children.
And so where did the defending of the government violence come in?
You were dismissive of a judge when asked a question in a civil tone in a public place, getting up out of his chair, walking across the room, and getting in the face of a constituent who had asked the question, being me, and getting in the face, meaning getting within 18 inches, a foot and a half, which is your personal space. If I walked up to any one of you, or anybody walked up to any one of you and put their face within 18 inches of yours, no matter what the situation, other than if you were trying to have sex with that person, you would step back because that's your personal space.
Yeah, I believe the phenomenon you're referring to is known as the personal space bubble. And there are people who walk this planet, and I'm not even talking about the judge here. What you were talking about last night was this guy, you know, sort of getting angry, spitting in your face, you know, making you feel intimidated. But there are people who walk this planet that are known as close talkers.
Is that a Seinfeld bit or a Curb Your Enthusiasm? I was just thinking that, too, and I couldn't remember which one.
I mean, it's funny. It's funny because it's true.
Right.
It's funny because it's true. So,
Brian. Why do you feel the need to defend Tommy Jewell when everybody...
Who's defending this guy?
He's claiming you are.
How in what way am I defending this guy?
Because it's an abnormal...
I've never disagreed with that.
Hello?
I've never even disagreed with your definition. What you're talking about is last night you were giving the definition to Peakless Mountaineer of assault and battery. And I never disagreed. What I did is I made a joke at your expense, of course, but it was a humorous joke,
actually,
and everybody laughed.
About something else. Actually, you made a serious comment about something else, but one thing at a time. So let's explore what you just did just now so that might be more fresh in your memory. Right now, you countered me by introducing people that are close talkers.
Because they exist.
Yeah, I said they exist. You were telling me that if anybody got within 18 inches of you, you would consider it assault. Is what you were alluding to. And in fact, that is not the case because close talkers do exist.
Okay, so you bring that up as an exception to the situation I'm presenting, which by definition, on its face, which is a legal term, on its face, that you're defending Judge Tommy Jewell's behavior.
No, I'm not.
That's what you're doing.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
so
you are.
I've got a law dictionary.
Hang on, David.
I've got a law dictionary on my tablet over here.
Okay, go.
And I pulled up, like, the first definition for assault.
Okay.
And it says, threat to inflict injury with an apparent ability to do so. Also, any intentional display of force that would give the victim reason to fear or expect immediate bodily harm.
Sure. And that sounds like that's what occurred to David.
Okay.
That, so David which I've was never, assaulted. I've never disagreed with.
Okay.
Well, you did disagree with it yesterday. So,
no, I didn't.
Pour for the record, we have...
If anybody's curious to hear it, you can go to freetalklive.com and listen to yesterday's episode when David called.
For the record, there's an archive.
Yeah, for the record, there's an archive. You can hear specifically where, no, I did not defend this judge in any way, shape, or form. What I did is I made a joke where David claims that he was assaulted by this judge, and I said, well, if that definition is true, then David, of course, has been assaulting our listeners for years.
That's not what I'm referring to. What I'm referring to is your statement, which, as you say, your listeners can listen on the record from the recording yesterday, where you said that any court that would investigate the behavior of Judge Tommy Jewell based on as an assault, you would, and I forget your exact words, but you did not agree with that court. In other words, you would allow behavior like that to occur unchecked, is what you're saying.
That is not true. That is not what I said.
Do you recall what you said?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Did you say,
and in fact, I think that what David's talking about wasn't even me.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was one of the other hosts on last night's show. Hey, David, thanks for the call.
No, it was you.
Thanks for the call, David.
I got another one from the same app. Just, you know, they had multiple definitions here. When someone threatens another person with physical harm, words on their own do not amount to assault,
right,
but threatening gestures do, even if the person threatened is not touched.
Right. So again, David is correct. If somebody gets all up in your face and, you know, they're all spitting at and, you know, yelling things at you, and if they, you know, even go so far as to use words that you feel are threatening you and they may attack you, then yes, that indeed fits the definition of assault, and I never disagreed with that.
I
totally agreed with that, and, like, I don't know what David's
talking about. It was one of those, like, today I learned things. But fighting words is an actual thing.
Them's fighting words, Pilgrim.
Right, well, that, if someone says something that commonly held would lead to that person being physically struck for having said those words, like, they are in the wrong, and you can strike people with fighting words.
When I was a kid on an ye old playground, right, like four square, right, you know, I don't know, 8 years old, 7 years old, something like that.
Or eight squared, 4 years old.
There was a time when I stood up for another kid, right? This one kid was getting in the face of this other kid, and I was like, hey, man, back off. And he started getting into it with me, and I hauled off and slugged the guy.
Yeah.
Now,
them's fighting words.
Them's fighting words. Now, we both went to detention, and the, you know, teachers intervened, and, you know, this, that, and the other thing happened. So, yes, indeed, them's fighting words is a real thing. It does exist. 603-283-6160.
What else exists?
Is David Olson assaulting the Free Talk Live audience whenever he calls in? Give us a call. Let us know.
A bigger snatch.
This is Free Talk Live. More coming up, including a huge snatch.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen on the news. How are they able to do that that the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. We're a call-in radio program, 7 nights a week, 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That's when the phones are live and open. Also, too, I need to put up the Jerome signal. Jerome, this is your signal.
It's just a big D for Democrat.
In the midst of David from New Mexico's call, when I went to hang up on him, I hit the wrong button. And so I accidentally hung up on Jerome. So if you're out there, Jerome, this is the signal. It's a big J in the sky with a little spotlight circle around it. And Commissioner Gordon will be showing up at your house in any moment. So if you want to call back, do so. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass, joining me tonight.
Kahuna.
Oops.
Hang on.
The new guy's got to get muted.
Let's try that again.
All right, there we go.
Practical joke.
Big Kahuna.
And Richie Rich.
All right. Speaking of missing pressing buttons.
It's been a rough night for button pushers.
Yeah, apparently. maybe somebody should train me on how to run this radio program properly.
Jerome's going to say it was purposely done because you're a Republican, Democrat, Biden hater. I know you hung up on me on purpose, Kevin. You can't even lie about that.
You and Trump hanging up on me. I don't know.
I went to the Trump rally. They wouldn't even let me in.
I like Jerome. He's a good one. he's misguided, of course. But,
obviously.
As a person, yeah. He's good to go. We were talking about the anarchists.
These anarchists. We changed it. We're going to change it.
Yes, because we're anarchists. We do that, right? And it is like a group of very particular anarchists.
A very narrow scope of anarchists within the greater anarchy movement.
And somebody in our chat says, is Free Talk Live receiving any sponsorship money to promote the anarchist?
I have no idea.
Well, first of all, it's the anarchists. But second of all, no, we're not. Okay. I just happen to have followed the saga of Anarchapulco in its heyday through its origin up until how it is today. There's a bunch of folks that I've met that I kind of either know people or know people who know the people who are on that show. And so, you know, through social media and that kind of a thing. So I feel a bit of a kinship with these people.
And they use part Free Talk Live clips in like episode one.
And also episode three.
Yeah.
So, you know, Free Talk Live is in this thing. It makes sense for us to talk about it, particularly because anarchism is one of the philosophies that we talk about here on Free Talk Live on the regular. Some people call it voluntarism. Some people call it, you know, a variety of things.
And some people say those are two different things.
Yeah, and some people say, well, it's not libertarianism. It's, and it's like, well, I mean, that's, show me a libertarian who doesn't cite, oh, I don't know, Lysander Spooner, for example.
So let me take this one briefly because I got into it in June, right before Porkfest, at one of the meetups.
Got into what?
A conversation, argument, an interaction.
I didn't know what it was when I got it. Okay.
You know, I got into it.
Gotcha.
With, you know, at one of these meetups.
It wasn't assault, was it?
It was not.
Okay.
It was a friendly discussion amongst people with opposing viewpoints, right? And he was a libertarian, right? And he had this shirt that said, like, I'm that libertarian. Mm-hmm. So if you've seen that guy at Porkfest, that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. That libertarian. Right, and he was, you know, he was making the claim that you have to be a libertarian to get that shirt. You can't be like one of those anarchists and get that shirt
because
you're not a libertarian. I go, okay, guess what? I'm the anarchist representative here, and like, here's the fundamental difference. Now, as an aside, real quick plug, I do a podcast on Saturdays. Called The Anarchist Experience.
Is Free Talk Live receiving compensation for you plugging your show?
Whatever. I only bring that up to say this. The original concept of that podcast was supposed to be a call-in, right, where the question that gets asked of the caller is, what is your favorite government program and why?
Nice.
Like, that was the original concept of why we started. It's not that anymore, so don't think you're going to, you know, get that.
Okay.
But it's that was the original concept. And so when talking to, like, that libertarian, I said, like, the fundamental difference between an anarchist and a libertarian is the libertarian has that one favorite government program that they're just unwilling to let go of.
For example, I'm thinking borders.
That could be it. His, mm-hmm. that libertarian, was public schools.
Okay.
Right. Like, he could not envision a world, right, where the government didn't forcibly extract money from the population to fund education publicly. And I went, great. And we there was a table discussion. Someone else said national defense. Like, I can't imagine, you know, collective defense being outside of the scope of the government. I go, okay. Right. Here we have the libertarians. Mm-hmm. Right. And over here we have the anarchists, where we have the creativity and the imagination or just the morality to say that even if you can't imagine it, right, it still shouldn't exist, right? There's going to be someone who could find a better way to do those things without coercively funding it, right? If you let that go, then the other things have room to manifest. But if you don't let that go, well, then government dominates the military, government dominates the public school systems, right, and doesn't allow any other competing entities to flourish.
Right.
And that's the separating line between, like, those anarchists and that libertarian.
Well, and there's a difference between, like, they call them uppercase L libertarians and lowercase L libertarians, right? So the uppercase L being like, I have joined the Libertarian Party. I am going to, you know, either support candidate X for whatever office they're running for, or I am going to become a candidate myself and, you know, run as a libertarian because I think that when I get in charge, I'll be able to do whatever much better and, you know, more along the lines of freedom than anybody else who's ever held that office has done.
Yep.
Whereas lowercase l libertarians are like, yeah, I believe in the philosophies of liberty, but I'm, you know, I didn't join the party. You know, I might vote, I might not, depending on, you know, who's running and how I feel about them, that kind of a thing.
Yep.
But mostly, for the most part, they're on board with the philosophies of freedom, and that is the non-aggression principle. And then there's voluntarists, right, or voluntarists, if you want to be a dick about it. And these people really just believe that all human interactions should be consensual.
That's it.
Yeah. Not that hard to figure
out. Pretty simple.
But
compatible with the other philosophies, right? But if you believe that, you can you then cannot be a libertarian with a pet project, right? And voluntarism originally started to exclude itself from the scope of political activism. Like you theoretically can't be a voluntarist and still participate in the political sphere.
Now, I realize we have a caller on hold, and we'll get to him in a bit. But I just want to say that a lot of folks who identify themselves as anarchists do not use the word anarchist because of the negative connotations that go with the word.
Now, Molotov cocktails and so forth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in a way, I get that, but also, like, I don't like giving up the word just because somebody else has co-opted it. Because the word itself, you know, an meaning no, and archon meaning ruler, anarchon, anarchy, anarchists, no rulers, right? That doesn't mean no rules. Right? People confuse that all the time. It just means that there should not be one human being in charge of the rest of us. We are all capable people of making our own decisions that are in our own best interests. And in fact, there's nobody more capable of making decisions for you than you. You are you know yourself the best. You know your preferences the best. You know your likes and your dislikes, your abilities better than anyone else on planet Earth. There is no reason that you should not be making all these decisions for yourself.
Sort of, because you can consensually and contractually delegate those responsibilities out.
I don't need a slave master. I don't need somebody telling me what I can and can't do, what's okay, what's not okay. That's for me to decide.
Right. You have a brain. Right. It's like the word misinformation or disinformation. It's like all there is in the world is information, and you have a brain, and you're supposed to be able to see or hear a thing and go, do I agree or disagree? Do I like this or not like this? And, you know, make a decision based on the information that you've been given.
Unless that brain has been washed through decades in the public school system.
Both those terms imply that there is somebody or some entity that thinks they know what the truth is.
That they know what the real information is. Correct. And that this information isn't information suitable for you.
That's right.
That's the New Zealand Prime Minister, or whatever he is.
603-283-6160. We'll talk more about these anarchists. We'll get to your calls and thoughts. And also, we'll have time for a huge snatch. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.